WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the crab cake season. It is 4th of July. I'll be sharing my little video that I made a few years ago that had millions of views from Fadley's, where Damie's hands were showing me the lollipop method. I call that the West Side method. On the East Side, we want Columbus. Boom, boom, boom. But we got a big month here. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We have the Instant Lottery scratch-offs we're still giving away. We didn't have as lucky a batch at Spirits West last week. We had a lot of winners in the weeks before. We're going to be at Fadley's on Thursday morning doing this for the 4th of July weekend. That is on the 29th. If you missed it, don't worry. We'll be back at it again. We're going to be at Costa celebrating our 25th anniversary on August the 3rd. I'll be wearing the fun floppy hat from our friends at Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing for 2 years. And it's beautiful outside. Just open the windows around here. So I'm digging it. This guy's going to join me now, talk a little bit of lottery. And more than anything, happy holidays to you. Seth Elkin joins us now. Give me your title, Direct Something Communications, Managing Something Something.
Managing Director of Communications.
It's too early in the morning
it's
titles.
Too much of a mouthful. You know, yeah, I don't have my coffee.
What is my title? You know, I mean, depends on what day you ask me, right?
King of the Crab Cake Tour, I think.
I get called all sorts of names, especially walking on the lawn at Merriweather at a Cure concert. It's been a couple of weeks since I got together with you. I was with John. But, you know, before we get to Home Run Riches and all the stuff that's going on, which are the ads that are playing at NST this week in regard to baseball and baseball being hot, you're a Pirates guy and I'm an Orioles guy. But when these jackpots happen, I always know in my own household because my wife's in on this. My wife is sort of famously a jackpot player. She referenced it to me as we went into Wise Markets in the thunderstorm the other night. Hey, 400, 300. Blah, blah, blah. And then I turned the corner to go to Wise Markets on Bel Air Road. And they have a gas station right in front, like a little, it's one of the only ones with a gas station. And they have the big numbers, 343, 456. And the numbers jump out at you in red neon. When the jackpots happen, it becomes much more fun for you as an employee there on the communication side. But at some point, we're going to hit one of these 800-900 million ones here in Maryland again. It's probably going to be someplace out on a shore or something. But this is fun for lottery agencies. This is when it gets to be – when it's fun for my wife is when it's fun for you.
I was going to say, you know, I know you've got Orioles fever with the way they're playing right now, but have you got jackpot fever? Because we're rolling along with both Mega Millions and Powerball. They're both the way up there. Powerball's going to be pushing $500 million pretty soon.
Say that again. That's a lot of money, dude.
It's past the $450 million mark now. So it's going to be up. If we don't get a winner here the rest of this week, we're going to be looking at $500 million next week. And
I spent 18 months talking about Lamar's money and, you know, what magic number he's going to get. And in the end, it turned out to be, you know, 200 million, measly 200 million in guaranteed money. I mean, you've already doubled that. We're going more toward, I don't know who, Messi money. I don't know. I mean,
it's amounts of money that I think it captures everybody's attention, you know, cause that's where everybody starts to decide, hey, let me spend a couple of bucks and buy a ticket and just be part of this. And
have a chance to change your life, right?
It's half of the fun is the daydreaming of what you would do if you won. And you, like you say, it is fun for us around here because it really does inject a sense of energy into what we do in a way that's not always there with every game. But, you know, we do have a lot of energy when the winners come in here. We get energy for $50,000 winners and $100,000 winners. So the idea of thinking about giving away $300 or $400 or $500 million is something really incredible, and it's fun for us to think about. And we get pulled into this in a number of ways. You know, every time we have these big jackpot rolls, my mind goes back to several years ago, in 2018, the Mega Millions jackpot got to more than $1.5 billion. Which at the time was the second largest jackpot in history. There was a Powerball jackpot that had been a little bit larger than that, but that Mega Millions jackpot, we were really right in the middle of in a kind of an extra special way, because at the time in 2018, John Martin's predecessor as our director, Gordon Medenica, was serving as the lead director of the Mega Millions group. There's a group of lotteries that runs the Mega Millions game, and Gordon was the head of it. And in support of that, our communications staff was serving as the national point of contact for Mega Millions. So when we had this big $1.5 billion jackpot roll, every question from every reporter everywhere, not only in the country, but we were getting questions from all over the world. We got reporters from Japan and Finland and Canada and everywhere calling us with questions about how this jackpot roll was going and all sorts of
questions. Is it the biggest jackpot in the history of the world? I mean, dare I say, I'm sure in China, Macau, I've been to places where they really gamble, dude. You know what I mean? Like, for real. And I would think, $1.5 billion being given away, that's a news story somewhere, right? I don't know that they do that every day in Australia or every day in the UK or every day in Europe. I mean, it's kind of an unthought of thing, certainly in 90% of the poverty in this world, right? In places where they don't have running water, they don't think about things like this. But the rest of the world, when you give $1.5 billion away, that's that's a news story.
Yep, the three biggest jackpots in the world, single prize jackpots, were here in the U.S. A $2 billion Powerball last fall, and then that $1.5 billion Mega Millions that I was just talking about, and then
bunch of people win that, or did one person win that back in 18 when you were running it?
That was one person on a ticket sold in South Carolina, and we were a little bit relieved when it finally hit, because for probably the last week to 10 days of that, once it got over $1 billion. It truly had taken on a life of its own, and we did almost nothing but answer Mega Millions questions. And one of my favorites that I remember from that period of time is I got a call actually from one of those reporters. It was a reporter with the CTV television network in Canada who called and said, I saw this story that said that the Mega Millions numbers are running out, that there aren't any numbers left, which I had no idea what this person was talking about. And I said, I'm not familiar with that story. Can you send me a link? And sure enough, he sent me a link to a news article from a very well-respected news outlet that I'm not going to name, but it was a very clickbait headline that said that the numbers were running out. And what they were trying to say was that a large percentage of the all the possible combinations of numbers for that upcoming drawing had been sold. And it was about.
So then there has to be a winner.
And right. At a certain point.
If every combination is taken, somebody has to win.
The funny thing about it was that it was only about 70% of the numbers that had been purchased, which is a lot. That sounds like a lot. But in Mega Millions, there are
still 3 out of 10 that it's not going to pop this week.
302 million possible combinations of the numbers. At 30% that haven't been purchased, that's about 90 million combinations that someone hasn't bought yet. So that's one for roughly every third person in the country. So the idea that the numbers are running out is kind of ridiculous. I don't know where that headline came from or who thought that was a good idea to put that headline on a story, but those were the kinds of things that we were trying to clear up at that time in the middle of that jackpot roll. So again,
look, dude, I had a hard time with Algebra 1, Algebra 2, right? So like, it's, you know, and Luke and I get into this with the analytics. He's analyzing pizza in Wildwood this week, by the way. So happy fourth to Luke. But there is a point that there's the math is a little bit mind-numbing, right? Like the tax math on what happens if I win $500 million this week. You know, I'm sure Leonard Raskin would get involved in that with me, but the possibilities of the money, what you do with the money, like that's where all of our minds are. My mind isn't in like they're going to run out of numbers or whatever, or how the system even works. It's just spit out the lucky numbers and let me pick number 36 because that's my lucky number. But, you know, go for it, you know, and somebody's going to win. And, John told me about you guys is that you get competitive as agency state to state, that you said, well, South Carolina won, whatever. You know, if it's the Royal Farms in Essex that wins and the place gets descended upon by news trucks and you because there's a $750 million winner 2 weeks from now or whatever, it's exhausting for you. It's kind of like when the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, it makes everybody's job a little bit more difficult and their season goes on, but it's something all of you, you know, as an agency, you like to brag, we sold the $1 billion ticket if it gets there.
Yep. We swing into action. That happens in the middle of the night. It's usually maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours after the drawing takes place that we find out whether there's a jackpot winner or not. And if it happened in your state,
tonight, like literally one of these is $500 million. That's nothing. Somebody lands down, wins $500 million at the Wise Markets. Oh my God. Right. Like you haven't, when's the last time you had a big,
it was
winner like that?
January of 21. It was that $731 million Powerball jackpot that was purchased in Lana Koning.
I remember Lana Koning.
And it was,
Grove.
You have
been
to
out there?
I have not been out there.
No,
but
it's a baseball town.
I knew he was from there. Yeah.
Listen, yeah, when you drive through town, I did this on the Crab Cake Tour. I went back twice because it was kind of cool. It's a neat little, you know, tiny mill town at the foot of a mountain at the top of West Virginia where there's streams and trout fishing and like all that. I met Dan Roderick's not far from there. But when you go through that town, and everybody should do it, there's a beautiful baseball field. It's not a real field. It's like a wiffle ball field. It's kind of small. And there's a beautiful statue of Lefty Grove. And I always knew a Lefty Grove from collecting baseball cards and like baseball history. I drove by, I said to my wife, stop. There's a baseball field back here. Let's go back here. And I went back and I wound up, it's a neat little place. So when you say Line of Coning, it's known for this $731 million jackpot, but it's a real place and it's kind of cool. It's kind of neato.
Yep. And it actually is fun to swing into action there in the middle of the night and get the word out. We got to make sure that as you say, the retailer knows in case the Today Show and Good Morning America and whoever else want to show up and do a live shot from there. We got to get our communication staff out there, our sales staff out there. We got a banner ready to go that says we sold a jackpot winner. So we can put that up in front of the store and everybody that drives by there can know. It is, again, an injection of energy, as you
said.
Hold
on 1 second here. Lona Coning. I need to spell it. I was pronouncing it wrong. Lonaconing.
Right.
In the 2010 census, there were 1,214 people. And 463 households and just 303 families living in the town. And someone there won $731 million.
And
that's an amazing thing.
And the retailer got a bonus of $100,000 for selling that ticket too, which is no small chunk of change to any business owner, I'm sure. But you know, to have $100,000 to help you bolster your business and pay your employees, and it's something we're proud of too. That support for the retailer community as well.
Robert Moses Lefty Grove, born 1900, he lived till 1975. We inhabited the planet at the same time. Professional pitcher and member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, with my cousin, by the way. I got a little baseball thing going on here. Also, Ruth Bear Levy, painter and writer who published a memoir and used oil paintings as illustrations. And she also authored a Recollections of Lefty Grove, Baseball's Greatest Left-Handed Pitcher. Not that kid Abbott from the Reds the other night, for the Maryland Historical Magazine. We're doing the Maryland Lottery segment that we do here each and every week. Love having Seth Elkin on the program. He drops in from time to time. You know John Martin, the executive director of all things gaming and sports wagering, but not swarking, is away for the 4th of July this week. And I'm giving these things away. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all summer long. We're celebrating 25 years here. We've had $100 winners, Seth, but not the $1 billion winners. So this week, we encourage everybody play responsibly as always, but obviously the jackpots are up and it's going to be something to monitor and keep an eye on through the holiday weekend. And if nobody hits this week, I'll be back at it with Doug next week. We'll be talking about these things accelerate quick, right? 500 becomes 600, becomes 700 very, very quickly once it starts going, right?
Once you get to this point, it starts to take on, really takes on a life of its own, and more people start playing. You start getting office pools or pools of relatives or friends that might pull their money together and buy a whole bunch of tickets together, which is something that makes it fun. It's a shared experience that way. And, you know, the other thing that's a great opportunity for us when we have a big jackpot roll like this is because a lot of people start playing that may not ordinarily buy tickets, it's a great player education opportunity for us. And one of the things we always remind people of is with both Powerball and Mega Millions, the jackpot's not the only prize. There are 9 different prize levels.
My wife didn't know anything about Second Chance or any of that and the app. And like, she wasn't that kind of player. She was hey, it's $500 million. Here's $20. She was that player. The last couple of years since, you know, living with me and you and John and Doug and Roz and everybody else and all the things I do to give these things away, you know, I try to educate people about barcodes and scanning and the web and the app. I mean, it's not a one and done game. You don't sell any tickets that are one and done, do you?
Right.
Everything has a second chance.
Pretty
right?
much everything is eligible for entry into My Lottery Rewards, which is our player loyalty program, which is free to join. The only cost to you is whatever you've already paid for your ticket.
Why wouldn't you do it when you got points with the airline, with the hotel? You know, like, why wouldn't you, if you're going to play and you're serious about winning, because you're not trying to give Seth our money, we're trying to win money, right? I mean, I would say that what percentage of people don't participate I mean, I bet it's a smaller percentage than you think that do participate, right?
It's hard to know the percentage. We have a couple hundred thousand people that are part of the rewards program, and it might be even more than that. But active users is certainly a six-digit number of people. So there's plenty of people that are participating and entering their tickets, and that's how you enter second chance contests. We might have specific
and people freak out when you call and tell them they won, right? Second chance winnings are like, especially jackpots, are like a, you know, it's waking up with money under your mat. You don't think about it, right?
Yeah, it's an exciting thing for us to have a chance. And Doug, when you talk to him next week, he can tell you all about that. Doug Lloyd is our second chance drawings manager. And so he's the one in charge.
I didn't know this. He never told me this.
If you win a second chance drawing, Doug, or it might be somebody else on the staff too, because we have a lot of second chance winners. So the informing of the winners is something that gets spread out among a few.
I like them all because they listen to my show, because I visited the office and I know this. So every one of the second chance people are my people.
But Doug is probably who you're going to hear from if you win a big second chance prize. And he's the one that coordinates that. So he'll have a lot of fun talking to you about the experience.
I bet people have hung up on him, right? No, not me. You got the wrong guy. Or they think it's like that thing from Ghana that they ask you for $1 billion. You know what I mean? Some sheik needs your money.
We do our best to avoid anything like that. And one of the ways we really do it is that the second chance winners – the names are published on our website, so you can go and verify it for yourself that your name is up there as a second chance winner. So if you enter a second chance contest and you win, you can see your name online there.
It's official at MDLottery.com.
At MDLottery.com and on our rewards website too. So we definitely hope people have fun doing that and certainly play responsibly, even though there's this huge jackpot roll going on. And make sure you check your tickets. Like you say, with the app, it's never been easier. You can download the app for free and use it to scan your tickets and find out whether you won. And we actually had in the most recent Mega Millions drawing, and there my lights just went out.
You need a clapper.
I don't know whether that's going to work or not. There we go. I guess that did work.
You look good in any light.
I don't know. The subdued lighting is not exactly my style. So, and now my phone's ringing too. Everybody,
hey, we're having fun today. You know, I've had a lot of dogs barking on the show the last couple weeks. People apologize for that, and I'm like, I did a show in a bar last week. Things happen. You know, it's fine. I'm doing a show at Fadley's. I mean, people come by and start talking to me when I have it. It's crazy. So for you were on to something. Keep going.
Yeah, the most recent Mega Millions drawing we had, we actually had two $10,000 winners. That's the third tier prize in Mega Millions. So one of them was in Prince George's County. The other one was out in Garrett County. So check your tickets, because if you match enough of those numbers, you're going to win something. And we love being able to give those prizes away and love being able to talk about how there are lower tier winners. When these drawings happen, when the jackpots are big like this, you get more people playing. And as we talked about before, the percentage of the possible combinations of numbers starts to go up, and more people start winning at that point. So it's a lot of fun to keep track of that. And congratulations to the two winners in Prince George's County and Garrett County that are each $10,000 richer after the last Mega Millions drawing here.
All right, well, I want to make a little announcement about the Crab Cake Tour, because we've added a couple of dates here this month. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be giving these away at Coco's. I just talked to Marcella. We're going to be over at Coco's on the 13th of July. I just confirmed also the Beaumont on the 20th of July. And then, of course, our 25th anniversary, we're going to kick off. I'm going to have the Raskin Global. Seth, I know you're from Pittsburgh, and Yins didn't grow up eating crabs and that, but this is a crab mallet, and Leonard Raskin gave me this, and he manages our dough around here at Raskin Global. But this is a special crab mallet. I've never used it because it has his logo on it, and I don't want to kind of screw it up for on air. But on August 3rd, we're going to commence, like the gavel dropping of our 25th year at WNST. It cost us on the anniversary, and this is the most important thing here, is it can open the beer. So this is a dual purpose. I mean, this is ingenuity. This is the kind of ingenuity we need around here. So on August 3rd, it'll be 25 years, all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. You got a big summer ahead, and July's big. We didn't talk enough baseball. I mean, since the Orioles beat up on the Pirates a couple months ago, I've been nice to you, and you brought that Willie Stargell jersey on here. I'm going to give you a Brooksy to hold up at some point before the year's over. The home run riches thing, we gave all that money to Barb a couple weeks ago, and Mountcastle hit the home run, then he got hurt, and we're winning games, and Mullins was out, and now he's back, and Jordan Westberg's up, and he's the latest sensation, flashing leather, the whole deal. But the home run riches thing, you guys have fun with this every month, because the names we see when they say the contestant of the game is Barbara, whoever it's going to be, you pick those every month, and that's also like, not just you get your name on TV. If they hit three bombs that night, you get a lot of money. But that's been a primary contest for everybody. And I think more eyes on it, more people are watching Orioles games. We all know that, right?
Yeah, it makes it a lot of fun for us. And we just actually posted all of the contestants of the game for the month of July. So you can go to our website and check that out. See if your name is on there. If you've entered through My Lottery Rewards, you might be on there. And we're going to give away $500 for each contestant and $500 for each home run that gets hit. And of course, there's another $50,000 prize coming at the end of the season. That last drawing at the end of August, when we select the winners for September, we're going to give away another $50,000 prize. So plenty of time to still get in on that. And boy, it's I'm not having too much fun watching the Pirates over the last month and a half or so. But I am having fun watching the Orioles. It's great to see the resurgence that's taking place here. And one day soon, knock on wood, it'll happen to the Pirates too. So
I think I know some of these people from July. Sharon Norwood of Baltimore has the Yankees game on the 4th. Kerry Golden of Middle River on the 5th. I swear I know a John Potter. I'm not sure if it's the John Potter of Chesapeake Beach down in Anne Arundel County. Let's see here. Cheryl Rice of Bel Air. I must know Cheryl. Vernon Carfine of Baltimore. Sally Baker of Edgewood. Arthur Middleton here in Baltimore. Let's see. I'm just giving you the Baltimore people. And when do we pick August? And so if you play this month, you can be selected for August, right?
Yeah. If you actually the entries are cumulative. So if you've entered at any time during the baseball season,
you'd still be selected.
You're still in there in the pool. But you can enter anytime before, I think it's toward the end of July. I forget the date exactly. I don't remember.
So if I buy 100 tickets, I get 100 entries and maybe my name pops up, kind of sort of, right?
Yep. Okay. It's home run riches, fast play tickets. That's the mechanism to enter. So those are available at any lottery retailer. It's a $5 ticket. You may win a progressive jackpot prize on that ticket. And there's a jackpot that climbs with the purchase of each ticket until we get a jackpot winner. So that's you're two ways to win. You can win instantly, and certainly you can enter that ticket, whether it's a winner or not. You can enter it into My Lottery Rewards, and just by entering it, automatically you'll be entered in the contestant of the game promotion.
You know why I like having you on? Because you know the answers to this stuff. So this is good. You explain it to people. Seth Elkin is here. I like him despite the fact that he roots for the Steelers and the Pirates. We all both root for the Pittsburgh Pisces, though, in the mythical basketball league there with Julius Erving. So we can at least get along with that. Anything? Am I missing anything? I mean, it's 4th of July. I hope you eat some crabs, even though you're not from around here. You're probably putting hot dogs and sausages and probably having permanis and stuff like that because at Pittsburgh people do that. I'll meet you halfway. I'll have some Boston sauerkraut, and my wife loves the pierogies. So that's
I was going to say right? you're doing a crab cake tour. You're going to have to go to Pittsburgh someday and do a pierogi tour. That's the next best thing.
Listen, I got 98 Rock doing Italian cold cuts now all over town. I've got this Godfather sandwich that I had last week over at Spirits West. That's only a Wednesday thing, so I'm going to give a shout out to Rick Kehoe and our friends right around the corner. You, Seth, can I give you a plug? Do you like Italian cold cuts?
I haven't seen too many cold cuts I don't like, clearly. So,
hold on a second, because if I can pull the picture up from last week, because I haven't shared it yet, but I'm going to share it. I want to show you a picture of this sandwich that I got last week at and this was at Spirits West. I'm gonna put this up and see if I can, because I want to make it really big so people can really see it, that if I share this, that it's going to go really well on the interweb. So here it is. This is the picture of the cold cut from last week at Spirits West. They call this the Godfather. Now, I did not eat this. I made a fool of myself and got a wings and I got a Greek salad. It was delicious. I had a half and half bowl of soup. It was delicious. I had a crab cake. Delicious. But I did not get this. I promised him I would come back on a Wednesday and get this Godfather. This is specialty meats here. This is specialty roll. These are imported. He won't even tell me what's on it. All he would share with me is that it does have gabagool on it. So if it has gabagool on it, it has to be good. So he only does this sandwich on Wednesday because he runs out. It's fresh. It's one day a week. And it's right around the corner from your office. You couldn't be any closer to Spirits West on Wilkins Avenue. Just go up, make a left-hand turn, boom, it's right. Go to the Rofo, make a left. You get chicken there the other day, that's fine. Make a left on Wilkins Avenue, boom, you're right there, all right?
I might end up asleep for the rest of the afternoon after that, after trying to put that away. So
share it with Roz or share it with somebody in the office over there. We're going to be giving these away at Fadley's, just like we did at Spirits West last week. You know what I think? I gave a lot of tickets away. There was a group of ladies that came in, and I didn't have to card them. They were obvious. You know, they were of legal age. You know, I could tell. And they were flirting with me a little bit. And they're sitting in the back at Spirits West, and I hooked them up with lottery tickets. They were all happy. I'm convinced one of those ladies won $100 just didn't tell me. They seem like the type of ladies that if they hit the jackpot, they were going to be, no, I'm not telling this. Because I said, if anybody wins, let me know. I want to take a picture. And I think if anybody wins, they're afraid to take a picture with me. So that I think that happened last week. So I just want to say, these have been lucky tickets. They have the wishbone on them.
Of course, they got to be lucky. And they're tied to our history. You know, that's the throwback to our original scratch-off ticket.
Do me a favor. Go out in the hallway and take a picture for John Martin of that wall of all of the old school back page ads that you guys have at the elevator when you get off on the fifth floor, or whatever, yep. Third floor, whatever it is. And that's going to be his new background, he said. So I'm putting you in charge of communication for John so he doesn't have to sit in his office anymore. He can just have all those groovy old school logos. I was on Pennsylvania Avenue, and there's a place over there that's not currently functioning or in business, but they have an old school, the old numbers game logo up on the side of the building. And I when I went to Spirits West, I drove by and I saw it. And I'm like, man, the lottery, 50 years. They're just these little beautiful remnants. And it's not just people scrapbooking the first ever ticket. There's just all of this history with the lottery over 50 years that are encompassed in these tickets and in these games and in this summer as you guys are giving away a whole bunch of money, including at the State Fair, right, later in the summer.
Yep, we'll always look forward to that. It's a big event for us. You will find us in the lobby of the exhibition hall of the State Fair all day, every day that the fair is open. We'll have a retailer there selling tickets, and that's a very big event for us and that we look forward to because we get to interact with so many people over the course of those. I'm not sure how many days. It used to be 11 days, and then they went and changed the schedule. I'm not sure how many total days it is. I think it's 12 or 14 or something like that.
Concerts. I went last year to see Styx. Yes, I go.
They changed it to weekends only or Thursday through Sunday. Or I'm not sure exactly what they did to the schedule, but it's a very big deal for us and something we're very proud to be there for and a really great opportunity, like I say, to interact with so many people over the course of those days. You really get a sense of how much people like to interact with the lottery. People will stay and play. We've got tables set up there. We've got our Keno and Racetracks monitors set up there in the lobby of the exhibition hall, and people will hang out and play lottery for a little while and hang out with us, and we look forward to that. It's a fun experience for us.
I'm staring at this sandwich on my screen, and I swear I want to come over there right now and just get it with you. Seth Elkin is here. He is there over at the Maryland Lottery, captaining all things, just in case you win 500 mil this week, at mdlottery.com. Play responsibly, everybody. Enjoy the 4th of July out there. Get some crabs, some crab cakes. Come on out and enjoy picnicking and doing all that stuff. I'm going to be at the Heritage Fair this weekend. Our friends at Wise Markets are big sponsors. I had Bill Voles on from the Hollabird store, which was my local store as a kid growing up. It was then a Mars supermarket. Now Wise Market. So we're going to be at the Heritage Fair all weekend. I got a McCartney tribute on Friday, Sunday. I'm not talking about Saturday because it's country music and I've already done that routine, but Sunday night, Crack the Sky and the local legends. Man, Kix is going away in a couple of weeks. We got a summer full of rock and roll around here. We got lottery. We got baseball. We got home run riches. We're having some fun in the Crab Cake Tour. Seth, always good to visit with you, man. Take care of yourself. I will check in with you the next time John's on vacay. So I'll see you next month.
All right, good.
Doug Lloyd's going to be here next week telling us about some winners as well. All of our WNST programming can be found at BaltimorePositive.com, including our conversations last week. Had great, great crab cake tour over at Spirits West. Not just because I didn't eat that sandwich and I'm salivating thinking about it right now, but Chad Wiesling came out and we talked about NFL agent jobs. We talked about Josh Jacobs, who's his client with the Raiders. We talked about J.K. Dobbins, talked about the Ravens, talked about Lamar representing himself. Chris Pika joined us. He's the one that ate that sandwich. And when I asked Pika what 1 to 10, he called it an 11. And Pika likes to eat. I mean, Pike is an eater. So now I got to go back to Spirits West and get that sandwich. We had a great conversation. Rick Kehoe is going into the Softball Hall of Fame, who is the proprietor over there in Wilkins Avenue, making that delicious sandwich as well as breakfast and all sorts of things for police officers as well from 9 to 9 and first responders. So big thanks to the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation for underwriting our Crab Cake Tour, because when we have great shows like we're going to have at Fadley's this week with Bill Cole, we have some other great guests coming down to Fadley's this week, we really dig it. Appreciate y'all. Happy 4th. I'm Nestor. We are W. WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking, Baltimore. Positive.